greeting from the brothers and sisters from Vancouver.
我将温哥华教会弟兄姊妹的问安带到这里。
Let us turn to John chapter 4.
我们打开约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4, we will read verse 5 to 7.
我们约翰福音第四章，我们读第五节到第七节。
We'll ask our brother to read it in Chinese.
我们请我们弟兄用中文念一遍。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”
Okay, and then we will read from verse 9 to 26.
接下来我们要读第九节到第二十六节。
What we can do is we'll read it alternatively. Our brother read it one verse, and then you guys read the next verse. We'll read from verse 9 to 26.
我们接下来读第九到二十六节，我们交替的读。我读一遍，我读一节之后，会众读一节。
You can either use Chinese or English.
你读的时候可以用中文或是英文。好，我们一起开始从第九节，我先读。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的。”妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。”时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚，就是那称为基督的，要来。他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。”
Let us bow for another word of prayer.
我们一起低头有一点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for gathering us together before you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你来召聚我们在你面前。
It is your will that you want to save all those who have not yet come to know you.
它是你的旨意，就是要救那一切还未认识你的人。
Right now, we commit all the lost souls in your hand.
现在我们把所有那失丧的灵魂交在你的手里。
May your blood cover this place.
愿你的宝血遮盖这处。
May your Holy Spirit enlighten each heart.
愿你的圣灵照亮每一个心。
So that when light come into darkness,
好叫当光来到黑暗的时候，
oh, it will bring forth life.
它能够把生命带出来。
Be with us right now.
就与我们同在。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
According to the passage we just read,
我们刚刚读过这一段经文。
We know that it, in here it mentions about two types of waters.
在这里我们知道它讲到了两种水。
The first type of water is the water from Jacob's well.
第一种水是从那雅各井里面出来的。
And the second type of water is what the Lord Jesus mentioned as the living water.
那另外一种水是主耶稣所讲的，就是活水。
We know that all life is sustained by water.
我们知道所有的生命都要靠水来维持。
Without water, nothing can live.
没有水，没有事物，没有生命可以存活。
The woman said to Jesus that their ancestor Jacob and his cattle and his sons, they drank from this well several thousand years ago.
这妇人对耶稣说，因为几千年来他们都是喝这井里的水。
And now she came to this well and is doing exactly the same thing. She tried to draw water from this well.
那现在呢，她来到这个雅各井，她也做同样的事，就是要从这井里打水出来。
And the purpose is to satisfy her thirst.
因为这个目的就是要能够满足她的干渴。
But Jesus told her, everyone who drink of this water shall thirst again.
但是主耶稣告诉她说，任何人喝这井里的水，仍要再渴。
The water from Jacob's well.Actually points to more than just the literal H2O.
事实上，这雅各井里面的水不仅仅是指到这个水这种东西。
It includes all the things this world has to offer.
它乃是包含在这世界所给我们的一切。
Such as fame, fortune, entertainment, education, romance, and so on and so forth.
好像这世界所给我们的名声，给我们的娱乐，给我们的财富等等一切。
Today, all of us, we seek this kind of things.
今天我们每一个人都从这世界领受这些东西。
And the goal is to satisfy somehow that desire, that thirst that is in our heart.
那个目的好像就是要为着满足我们这心里面那一种种一些这种干渴。
Now, this well is called Jacob's well.
那这口井呢，叫被称作雅各井。
And obviously, it was Jacob who dug the well.
那很明显的是雅各他挖了这口井。
What kind of life Jacob went through?
那我们看看雅各所经历的生命是什么样的生命呢
？We will notice that Jacob's life is very similar to our life today.
我们发现雅各所经历的生命跟我们今天所经历的很相似。
He is the kind of person who would like to grab onto anything and everything.
因为他是那种人想要抓住一切和所有事情的人。
He is a very smart person and always know how to take advantage of the people around him.
他是一个很聪明的人，他也知道如何来利用其他的人。
And that include his own brother and even his father.
那包括他自己的哥哥和他自己的父亲。
And he knows how to wait until the very best time to pull his trick.
他也知道等到那最佳的时机来实现他的一些小技巧。
Jacob's story, his success story is in a way very similar to...The story of most of us.
雅各那他成功的经历的故事，事实上和我们很多人是很相似的。
We know that Jacob left his hometown and immigrated to his uncle's town, when he needed to flee for his life.
我们知道雅各呢，为了逃避他的哥哥，所以离开了家乡，来到他舅舅的家。
The reason he needed to flee for his life was because he pulled a trick on his brother, who has said that he's going to kill him.
他之所以必须要离开那里，就是因为他在他哥哥上用了一个技巧，所以呢，他哥哥说我要杀你。
So when he left his hometown, he left with nothing with him.
所以当他离开他的家乡的时候，他身上是身无分文。
So he started to work for his uncle's business.
所以他开始呢，在为他的舅舅来做事。
And he worked very hard day and night for 20 years.
所以他日日夜夜不息的劳苦工作差不多20年。
And at the end of the 20 years, he was actually more wealthy than his uncle.
那在20年之后呢, 他事实上比他的舅舅更有钱。
When he returned home, he was with wives, with children, with servants, with many goods.
所以当他回到他原来家乡的时候呢, 他有妻子, 有儿子, 有很多, 财富, 仆人。
Doesn't this sound like a success story of many people today?
所以这个好像对我们今天人觉得是的确是一个很成功的故事。
This is what we desire in life.
这好像是我们生命中我们所渴慕的。
What we long for, what we thirst for example, is a big house.
好像我们所渴慕的是一个，比如说大的房子。
A beautiful wife or husband.
一个很美貌的妻子，或者是很英俊的先生。
A very nice car, maybe two or three.
或者是一个很好的车子，也许是两部或者甚至三部。
And good kids.
好的孩子。
And financially well off.
我们财务上非常的有钱。
And then above all, good health.
更甚至的就是有好的健康。
Today, I think most of us sitting here, we pursue this kind of things.
我相信大多数我们今天住在这里人都是想要追寻这样的生活。
However, when Jacob became old,
但是然而当我们看到雅各年老的时候,
he came to the king of Egypt, Pharaoh.
他来到埃及王法老那边。
And Pharaoh asked him, how many years have you left?
法老问他说, 你平生的日子是多少?
And Jacob answered Pharaoh, he said that the years of my sojourning are 130.
雅各回答说, 我在世的日子是130岁。
And few and unpleasant has been the years of my life.
但是却是有很多, 不愉快的日子在我的生命里面。
We know that by today's standard, someone who lived for 130 years is considered to be a very long, long life.
我们知道按照我们今天的标准来看, 若是有人活到130岁, 他实在是一个高寿。
And yet, Jacob described his 130 years as unfulfilling, unpleasant, and short.
然而雅各他描述他平生130岁的30年的日子,他是这样说,他是非常短少,非常的不愉快。
We know that according to the Bible described that the life of man is very temporal.
我们知道按照圣经所记载的,说到人的生命是非常暂时的。
The life of man is considered, is described as grass.
人的生命被描述成像是草一样。
Just like the grass would sprout up in the morning, it flourish, and then it fade away, and just disappear.
好像草早上成长有茂盛, 然而到了晚上它就枯干了。
The only thing that you can boast in your life is nothing but labor and sorrow.
你唯一能够在你生命中能有夸耀的就是不过是劳苦和愁烦。
And soon it will be cut off and you fly away.
那有一天就被结束,然后你如飞而去。
So our life on earth is very temporal.
所以我们在世上的生命是非常短暂的。
Though Jacob lived a long life by today's standard.
虽然照着我们今天的标准,雅各是活了非常的长的日子。
His whole life was sojourning from place to place, similar to many Chinese who travel from the Far East to North America.
但是他整个的生命,他寄居的生命是从一处搬到另外一处,好像我们很多中国人从远东来到这里一样。
Now, when I say North America, that includes Canada.
当我说北美呢,也包括加拿大。
So don't be so focused about the U.S.
所以你不要只是把目光放在美国而已。
Our story is very similar to Jacob.
所以我们的故事和雅各非常的相似。
And yet, we notice that when Jacob was about to die,
但是我们注意到当雅各, 快要死的时候,
there was no peace in his heart.
但是他心里面没有平安。
Before he died, he asked his sons to make sure that they would bring his bone back home.
因为在他死之前, 他要他的儿子向他保证说要把他的骸骨带回去。
My friends, even though your life May seems to be fine in the U.S.
朋友们，也许你的生活在美国是看起来是不错的。
Somehow you may have an unsettled feeling in your heart.
然而在你的心里面可能有这样一个不安。
There are times that you desire to go back to revisit the place where you came from.
因为有时候你很想回到你从回去探访你原来来的地方。
Even though you may go back and revisit the place where you came from,
甚至虽然你能回到你原来来的地方，
you will discover that you will find that the same place does not have the same kind of atmosphere that you used to know.
那么当你回到那地方的时候，你发现那地方的环境气氛已经不一样了。
I left my hometown in the early 70s.
我是在1970年的时候离开我的家乡。
There was a longing in my heart that I just want to go back and visit and then just see all my friends.
所以我在心里有这样一个渴望说、哦、我要回去、看看我的家乡，看看我的朋友们。
But when I went back, before I left, there was no subway, but right now, subway everywhere.
当我离开的时候在香港没有地铁，那现在地铁是到处都是。
I was like a stranger there.
我在那里啊，甚至变成一个陌生人。
And the roads change, buildings are different.
那路都改变了，建筑物都不同了。
And then many old friends, acquaintances, they are no longer there.
很多朋友、找朋友和旧事，他们也不在了。
Even some of the friends that I knew, they were still around, but they were not the same kind of friends that I used to know.
但就算那些我以前认识的朋友仍然在那边的朋友，但是他们好像也不像是我以前认识的那样的。
Yes, you may yearn for the kind of hometown that you wanted it to be.
是的，你好像本来是渴慕回到你原来来的那个家乡。
Somehow you will discover that it is no longer the same.
然而你却发现你的那个家乡现在不是一样了。
Where is the home that would be able to make you feel at home?
那哪一个家乡是你让你能够感觉是有回家的感觉呢？
The water from Jacob's well could not quench Jacob's thirst.
从雅各井的水无法来满足雅各的感觉。
The water from this world, all the things this world has to offer, cannot satisfy his heart.
这世界上从事世界来的一切事物无法满足他的心。
In fact, the more earthly things that he obtained, the emptier his heart become.
在事实上他得到世界上更多的东西，他的心里就更加的觉得空虚。
Just like the song we sang.
正如我们刚才唱的诗歌。
All those who drink from the water of this world will thirst again.
所有喝着世上水的人还会要再渴。
Dear friends, when you were young,
亲爱的朋友，当你年轻的时候，
you would say, if only I have this one thing, I have this one toy.
所以你可能会说、哦、我真是盼望就有那一个东西，那一个玩具。
It will be the happiest day of my life.
那就是我生命中最快乐的时候了。
I will be satisfied.
我就会得到满足。
You know, when you're young, you have some kind of a toys that you really desire.
你知道，当你小时候，也许你有一个玩具，你非常想要。
But where are those toys today?
但是那些玩具现在在哪里呢？
And when I came to the U.S. for my further study.
当我来到美国来读书的时候。
I said to myself, it would be a wonderful day if I can get this degree, and then I would just go forward and start launch out for my beautiful career.
那时候我想说，我若能拿到这个学位，然后我就会开始展开我好的生涯。
I was happy for a while.
我那时候的确高兴了一阵子。
And then after that, when I look back, yeah, I find that somehow it still does not satisfy.
然后当我回顾的时候，我发现那仍然不能满足我。
And now I am about to retire from my job.
现在我很快的要从我的工作上退休了。
Well, actually, I'm working part time right now.
事实上，我现在已经只是part time.
I long for the day where I can retire.
我好像很盼望那一天我能够退休的日子。
Then I can do anything and everything that I desire to do, and I don't need to go to the office.
然后我不需要再去上班了，我可以做我自己想要做的事情。
My retirement dream.
我一个退休的梦。
But then again, my wife told me that if you're retired, then I'm in trouble.
但是我的姊妹告诉我说，如果你退休的话，我就惨了。
After a little while.You will thirst again.
但是在不多时候，你却要再有这样的干渴。
In fact, the more you drink of the water of this world, the thirstiest you become.
事实上，你喝这世上，你更多喝这世上的水，你会更加的觉得干渴。
We can describe the water of this world as if like you go to a restaurant and have some Chinese food.
我们可以把这世上的水比喻成说，你去一个中国餐馆啊、吃了一些中国菜。
The food tastes really good.
那食物实在是非常美味。
Except that after you finish the meal, and then you find that oh, there's you know such thirst inside because of the MSG.
哦，那是因为当你吃完这美味食物，你觉得非常好，但是之后你好像觉得非常的渴，原来那里面有味精。
As you grow older, you discover that there is this feeling of dryness, this feeling of dissatisfaction in life.
当你年纪越大的时候，你会发现有这种干渴，好像不满足的干渴。
And this dissatisfaction become more apparent as time grows.
当时间过来的时候，你发现这个干渴越来越强。
You know, Joni Mitchell, she has written a song called Both Sides Now.
有一个人他写了一首诗歌，就是从两方面来看事情。
And then part of the lyrics, she said, is that I've looked at life from both sides now.
这首歌里面有一些歌词是这样子说，他说我从两方面来看生活。
From win and lose.
从成功的方面，从失败的方面。
And still somehow it's life is illusion, I recall.
然而当我回顾的时候，然而我看见只不过是一个幻象。
I really don't know life at all.
我实在并不了解生命。
Anyone who has heard of this song, Both Sides Now?
你们听过这首诗歌？两方面。
I think it's the oldest folks, they would have the opportunity to hear this kind of song.
我想可能是比较年长的弟兄姊妹有机会听到这样一首歌。
Now you think that you have figured out what you want in life.
你好像觉得说哦，你知道了你在你生命中要些什么。
But the things that you gain in life, according to this song, is nothing but life illusions.
但是按照这首歌所讲的时候，你在生命中所得到的东西也不过是一些幻象。
King Solomon once said this.
所罗门王有一次这样说。
I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun.
我见日光之下所行的一切事。
And behold, all is vanity striving after the wind.
看啊，都是虚空，都是捕风。
Not only that, the water of this world cannot satisfy our thirst for things.
不仅这世上的水或事物不能满足我们的干渴。
The water from this world cannot satisfy our emotional thirst as well.
这世上的事物也不能满足我们情感上的需要。
To this Samaritan woman, her thirst, was very obvious.
对这个撒玛利亚妇人而言，她的干渴是非常明显的。
She had five husbands.
因为她有五位丈夫。
We do not know whether it was the husband who left her for another woman or they had died.
我们并不清楚是不是她的最后一位丈夫为了其他女人离开她，或者说那位丈夫死了。
But we do know one thing: the man she is with today is not her husband.
但是我们确实知道的是，她今天所跟的这个男人并不是她的丈夫。
According to the social condition at that time,
按照当时候的社会的环境
，a woman would not have any means to support her livelihood.
女人呢，她不可能靠自己的方式能够支持她的生活需要。
She has to depend on her husband.
她必须要来依赖她的丈夫。
In other words, her husband is her only hope and support.
换句话说，她的丈夫是她唯一的盼望和唯一的支持。
The first husband was no more.
她以前的丈夫不在那里。
To carry on living, she married a second husband.
所以为着生活呢，他就再嫁。
And then go on to the third, the fourth, and the fifth.
然后接着他就嫁了第三个、第四个、第五个。
And the man she is currently living with is not her husband at all.
她现在所同居的并不是她的丈夫。
You can imagine how dissatisfied and thirsty her emotional life had become.
所以你可以想象在她情感上的生活是何等的干渴。
You know, the love affair between men and women is very conditional.
你知道男人与女人的爱事实上是非常有条件的。
People say love is a many splendored thing.
有人说爱是非常光彩的事情。
When you're in love,
当你在恋爱的时候
it seems that you live in cloud nine.
你好像是在云雾之中。
And yet, romance with many people, they are very changeable.
然而在世人的感情是非常会改变的。
One day you think you found your white horse prince.
也许有一天你发现了你的白马王子。
Or princess.
或者是你的公主。
And then tomorrow you blame yourself for being so blind.
然而到了第二天你会发现你自责说啊，我怎么如此瞎眼。
I have a coworker who came from the Far East working in my office.
我一个同事呢，他在我同一个办公室里，他从远东来的。
Her husband was an engineer.
他的丈夫呢是一个工程师。
They have a boy.
他们有一个男孩。
Her whole life was centered on her husband.
他整个的生活呢是以他丈夫为中心。
She put her entire hope in him.
他把他所有的盼望都放在他先生上面。
And one day.She discovered that her husband has been unfaithful to her.
但是有一天她发现她的丈夫对她不忠心。
It shattered her whole world.
她整个的世界都破碎了。
She was so grieved inside of her that sometimes when she was in the office, all of a sudden she burst into tears.
她在她心里面有极大的伤痛，她有时候在办公室就会哭起来。
Earthly love has made us Many of us feel dry and unfulfilled.
在这世上的爱叫我们很多人都觉得很干渴。
It cannot quench our emotional thirst.
它无法我们满足我们情感上的干渴。
You sometimes wonder where can you find faithfulness?
有时候你会想说到哪里去找到忠心呢?
When you gave your pledge of trust to your spouse by saying I do,
当你说我愿意嫁给你或娶你的时候，你把你的誓约放在你的配偶上面。
You really meant what you said.
你是很真实的说出你想要的。
But the problem is human heart is undependable.
然而问题是人的心是不可靠的。
It changes all the time because our life is marred by our sinful nature.
因着我们的生命被罪所玷污，所以我们的一切也是常常会改变的。
Our life has become, has a fallen life, and then it was a crooked life.
我们的生命是一个堕落的生命，所以是一个弯曲的生命。
Because Adam and Eve, they have sinned against God, who is the creator and the fountains of life.
因为亚当和夏娃他们犯罪得罪了神，这位神是他们的造物主。
Now we think that education and cultural ethic may be able to help.
我们好像觉得教育和文化可以帮助我们。
But these things, cultural ethic can only help people to put up a socially acceptable front.
但是我们知道，文化只能说让我们能够改变我们成为社会上可接受的。
It cannot solve.The nature of our sinful self.
它并不能解决我们这种罪的天性的问题。
In fact, we can easily see that, for example, in China.
事实上，我们可以很容易看见，比如说在中国。
We know that today the economy in China was developing very quickly, reaching world class.
所以我们知道在今天的中国经济快速的发展已经快要达到世界第一级的地位。
Because many people from the Far East, from the West, they invest a lot of money in China.
因为我们看见有在远东或者在西方呢，他们把很多钱投资在中国里面。
China was once considered to be a backward country.
中国呢曾经被视作是一个非常落后的国家。
But today, actually, I get a chance to go back to visit China.
今天呢，事实上我有一次有机会回去中国看。
And I noticed that their dress is even more fashionable, more up to date than the people in the West.
我发现说在那里人的穿着事实上比西方更时髦。
All of a sudden, they have this newfound wealth in the society.
很突然呢，他们很快的，他们发现在他们社会中有这个新的财富。
And they are enjoying this abundant material goods.
他们非常享受这些极为丰盛的极为物质的东西。
But the truth of the matter is, they are actually tasting the water of this world in an unprecedented way.
事实上，他们是好像是史无前例的在尝这世界上所能给他们的事物。
Are they fulfilled now that they have so much material goods?
那么现在他们在物质上那么多，他们是不是满足了呢？
I was told that there is a town near to Hong Kong, and they call that town a mistress town.
我听说说在靠近香港有一个城，在大陆有一个城市，这城市被称作是情妇之城。
And it is for those people who want to have a second wife or third wife, then that's the place that they would go.
那个城市就是说，他们说，如果你想要找第二个、第三个老婆，你就去那个城市。
The water of this world cannot satisfy our emotional thirst.
这世界上的水不能满足我们情感上的干渴。
In addition to that, it costs you dearly to drink from the well of this world.
不仅这样，你若是要喝这世界上的水，会叫你付出很大的代价。
We know that this woman had to go outside of the city in order to draw water.
我们知道这个妇人呢，她必须要到城外去打水。
Because of her thirst, she need to travel a long way.
因为她的干渴，她必须要走很远的路。
She didn't really want to go out at noontime.
事实上，她并不想在正午的时候出去。
But because of her thirst, she basically had no choice.
但是因为她的干渴，她别无选择的，必须要去。
And we know that well is about 30 meter deep.
我们知道那口井呢，差不多有30公尺之深。
30 meter deep, I think, is about 90 feet deep.
30米之深差不多是90英尺之深。
And to draw water from a 90 feet deep well is not an easy thing to do.
你要打水从那90尺深的井打水，并不是一件容易的事情。
Obviously, it tells us that she is not enjoying what she's doing.
很明显呢，她这样做，她并不觉得很享受。
She had to pay a price. She had to labor for something that could quench her thirst.
她必须要付一些代价，然后才能满足她的干渴。
You know, her condition can apply to us today as well.
你知道吗？她的情况呢，可以应用在我们今天身
上。How many of you really, really enjoy the job that you're doing?
你们知道有多少是真的享受你所做的工作？
And if you do enjoy the job that you're doing,
就算你真的享受你现在所做的，
for how long?
你能够享受多久呢？
It's either too boring,
不是太无聊，
or too challenging,
或者是太具有挑战，
or both,
或者是两个都有。
I think to me, it was both.
我想对我而言是两者都有。
I used to think that the job I had was my dream job.
我曾经想过说我所做的工作真是我的梦想里面的工作。
In fact, a lot of the professional young people out there, they die to have the job that I'm doing.
事实上有很多专业的年轻的人士，他们很渴望来得到我这样的工作。
But it is too challenging, but also in the meantime too boring.
这工作是非常具有挑战的，但是同时呢，它也是非常无聊的。
You have to work very hard for your job.
你要非常努力的工作。
And if you are your own boss,
如果是你，你是你自己的老板。
If you run your own business,
如果你自己开业，
you will discover very quickly that it is actually your business that is running you as a slave.
你会很快的发现，事实上是你的工作呢，把你当成奴隶来使用。
Because you have to work very hard day and night, day and night in order to make a profit.
因为你必须要努力工作，日夜的工作才能够赚一些钱。
Now maybe we don't have too many entrepreneurs in this room.
也许在这个房间里面没有很多的企业家。
If you just do a regular job.
如果你只是做一个正常性的工作。
If you work in Microsoft.
如果你在微软上班。
Or Amazon.
或者是 Amazon.
Or any of those big companies.
或者任何一个这个大的公司。
Your boss would want you.To have your total commitment to the job.
你的老板会要求你对这个工作是全心摆上。
That means working long hours.
也就是说你必须要工作很长的时间。
And weekends.
在周末也工作。
Unless you don't care about promotion.
除非你不在乎的升迁。
You will have to comply.
你就必须要呢照他的话做。
You almost sell your soul to him.
你几乎是把你的灵魂卖给他了。
And it may eventually cause your health.
最后呢，可能会让你失去健康。
And even your marriage.
甚至你的婚姻。
I remember decades ago when I was doing that dream job.
我记得说，在几十年前呢，我在做这个我的梦想的工作的时候。
The job was so demanding.
那工作实在是非常要求人。
And I end up developing.Ulcer in the duodenum. 十二指肠。
那我就在十二指肠里面有发炎、溃疡。
That's the job. That's the kind of pressure that most people today, are experiencing.
事实上，这是今天很多人在同样的所经历的这样的压力。
Yes, you may make more money.
是的，你也许会赚更多的钱。
But does it worth what you have given up?
但是是不是值得你所摆上的这一切呢
?How fulfilling can more money that you now have provide for you?
你虽然赚了更多的钱但是是不是叫你觉得更满足呢
?It costs you dearly to drink from the water of this world.
要喝着事业上的水要叫你付出代价。
And also there are things in this life that once you miss it, you will never have it again.
然而有在这事业上的事情是一旦你错过了你就不可能再去拿回来
Such as the smile of your newborn baby
比如说你的新生的婴儿的脸上的笑容
Such as the joy of staying together with your family Because you always have to travel
但是因为你必须要常常的旅行所以你会失去和你家人同在的时间
Because of your busy work life
因着你工作非常忙碌
You're always too busy and too tired to spare time for the one you really, really care for
你就没有时间来和你最想要照顾的人在一起
Many broken relationships is a byproduct of a demanding job
很多关系之所以破裂就是因为工作太要求人
It basically leaves you no time and energy to do anything that you ought to do
它叫你没有时间没有精力来做你想要做的事
And when you look at your kids when you've discovered that they misbehave
当你看看你的孩子当你发现他们行为上有偏差的时候
And the reason was because you didn't have time and patience to look after them
然后那原因就正是因为你没有时间和他们在一起。
You will find that their shortcomings are actually a reflection of yourself.
你会发现他们的偏差事实上是你所带来的反应。
As you grow older, you will discover that there are more things you missed in life.
当你更加年老的时候，你发现你失去的更多。
No, not necessarily material things.
不见得就是你失去物质上的东西。
But as time passes you by,
然后当时间从你旁边经过时
，your health is deteriorating.
你的健康却每下日况。
Your loved one, whom you take for granted, they may not be there.
你所爱的，你觉得你所你自认为你所爱的，他们也许不在那边了。
Your family, your spouse, your children, your friends, they may not be around.
你的家人、你的配偶、你的朋友、你的孩子，他们也许不在了。
The togetherness that you cherish so much is gone forever.
你所很珍惜的，大家能够在一起的时间，一去不再回来了。
Sometimes I think of my two kids. They have been away from us for so long. I kind of miss them.
我想有时候我两个孩子，他是常常不在我们身边很久，我好像很想念他们。
Well, even though there is the webcam, the camera, the webcam.
虽然说可以用那个照相机。
And even though I had the opportunity through the webcam to look at my two grandchildren,
虽然借着这个网络的照相机，我可以看到我的两个的孙子。
But they seem to be so far away.
但是好像他们是在那么遥远。
I really want desire to have the opportunity to hold them, to play with them.
我实在是渴慕有这样的机会，能够真的抱着他们，能够和他们玩耍。
Yes, you may now live in a big house.
是的，也许你现在住在一个大房子里面。
But it is a big house that is empty.
但是却是一个大的空的房子。
It is your big house that now is cold.
现在是你这个大房子非常的非常寒冷。
The price that you have to pay for the water of this world is just simply too great.
你为了这和这世界上的水所付出的代价实在太大了。
Dear friends, do you notice that human life, our life today in this society is a big paradox?
朋友们，你有没有注意到我们今天所生活的这一个世界是一个很大的矛盾？
That you get bored with childhood.
你小孩子时候好像觉得很无聊。
And you rush to grow up.
你很快的想要长大。
And then you long to become children again.
然而当你长大之后，你却盼望想要回到小孩子中。
That's a paradox.
这是一个矛盾。
And that you lose your health to make money, just like what I did.
好像我刚刚一样，我为了赚钱却失去了健康。
And then you lose your money to restore your health.
然后呢，你就花尽你的所赚的钱呢，为了恢复你的健康。
And that by thinking anxiously about your tomorrow,
你很忧虑明天将如何。
You forget the present,
你却忘记了当下。
Such that you live neither in the present nor the future.
好像你既不活在当下，也不是活在未来。
This is a big paradox.
这是一个很大的矛盾。
And that you live as if you have never died.
你活着好像你总不会死。
And then you die as though you have never lived.
当你死的时候，好像你还从来没有活过一样。
I think this is the story of our life.
我想这是我们生命里面的故事。
We live in such a paradoxic way.
我们好像活在这一个非常矛盾的现象里面。
You know, the end result of drinking the water from this world is death.
我们知道，我们喝这世上水，最终的结局就是死。
Jacob dug this well, and then he drank from it, and yet we know that he died.
雅各他挖了这口井，他也喝这井里的水，然后我们知道他后来死了。
Not only that it cannot quench his thirst, but he died.
不仅没有满足他的干渴，他也死了。
All those people who drink from the well of this world would die.
所有喝着世上井的水的人都会死。
The end product of the water from this world is death.
这世界的水的最终的结局就是死亡。
Because apart from God, who is the creator of life?
因为除了神这位造生命的主。
Death today works in every human being.
死今天在每一个人身上工作。
From the day you're born,
从你生下来的那一日。
Of course, you will try your very utmost to gain more things of this world.
当然，你想要试着你所有的能力来得到这世界上的一切。
But please remember.
但是请记得
You are exchanging these things with your precious life.
你只是用你那宝贵的生命来和这些事物交换。
For what profit a man if he gained the whole world and yet loses his own life?
人若赚得了全世界，却失上了自己的生命。
What will a man give in exchange for his own life?
有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
At the end, we will all die.
最终我们都会过去。
Death would come not necessarily when you become old.
死亡会临到你，不见得在临到你年纪老的时候。
Death can come anytime.
死亡可以在任何时刻临到。
It does not need your approval.
它不需要你的允许。
And this is the sad fact that we all face.
这是一个我们都要面对一个很可怜的光景。
Without obtaining this living water,
我们若没有得到这活水
，without obtaining this gift of eternal life，
我们若没有得到这永生的礼物
，not only that the material things of this world that you strive so hard to obtain cannot satisfy you，
不仅是你工作非常努力所得到想要得到这世界上的事物不能满足你
，it will lead you into vanity and destruction。
他会把你带入那虚空和 毁灭。
Now, Jesus said to this woman, "Go and call your husband and come here."
主耶稣对这妇人说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
”And the woman replied, "She said that I had no husband."
这妇人回答说：“我没有丈夫。
”And Jesus said, "Yes, you said it well that I have no husband because you have five husbands and the man whom you are living with today is not your husband."
耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
”This indeed is the core of the woman's problem.
这实在就是这个讲到这妇人的问题的核心。
Now.Women throughout the ages have been taught that they believe an ideal husband would provide love, security, and well-being for their life.
向来女人所被教导的就是她们要是能够找一个好丈夫，就可以提供她们的金钱和安全感。
After five husbands, this woman finally despaired of finding his sixth husband, and she just simply lived with a man with no commitment.
在经历五个丈夫之后呢，这女人完全放弃了。她现在就干脆就跟一个人住在一起，这人并不是她的丈夫。
When this woman told the Lord Jesus, "I have no husband,"
当这个女人对主耶稣说“我没有丈夫
”，it was simply an admission of her failed life.
这只是她向主承认说她的生命是失败的。
You know this answer from the woman, "I have no husband."
你知道吗？女人这样回答说：“我没有丈夫。”
You know, this phrase can actually apply to you and me today.
事实上，这句话呢，也可以应用在你我身上。
Instead of saying I have no husband, you may then say I have no child of my own.
你也许说不说我没有丈夫，你可以说我没有孩子。
I have no rest in life.
我在生活中没有平安。
I have no security.
我没有安全感。
I have no home.
我没有家。
I have no one who really loves me.
我没有一个能真实爱我的人。
The merry-go-round of new relationship, new job, and new self-improvement schemes, they are all but trip to a well.
事实上，我们常常在换工作，常常在换关系，这些只不过是我们一直去那打那口井那边打水一样。
Each one of these.New undertaking will satisfy us for a season.
我们每一个转换好像只能满足我们一段时间而已。
But the problem is the thirst inside remains.
但是问题是我们里面的干渴仍然在那里。
The woman was very amazed at the answer from this total stranger that he would know her secret.
这女人对这个回答，这个人主耶稣知道她的内心，她非常的惊讶。
Dear friend,
亲爱的朋友们
，I may not know your inside story.
我可能并不知道你里面的故事。
I may not know what exactly is the issue in your heart.
我可能并不知道你在生活中所现在面临的问题。
But you know that God, who is the all-seeing God, will see right through into your heart.
但是我们知道，那能够看全人的神，他可以看清我们的内心。
There is nothing past, present, or the future that can be hidden from the all-seeing God.
没有一样现在的、过去的、未来的事情能够逃脱我们神的眼睛。
Even your thought today, or right at this moment, the Lord knows.
甚至你现在这个时刻的思想主都知道。
Because God is a discerner of human heart.
因为神是鉴察人内心的神。
Now, the Lord Jesus knew that this woman, did not have a husband.
主知道这个女人她并没有丈夫。
So why did he ask this woman to bring her husband there?
那为什么主要叫这个女人把她丈夫带到这里来呢？
The motivation for the Lord Jesus to expose the area of the woman's life.
主耶稣这样做是为了能够显明这女人这个方面的问题。
It's not trying to make her feel condemned.
并不是要叫这女人觉得被受到控诉。
The Lord Jesus knows that in order for this woman to receive the living water,
因为主耶稣知道要叫这女人能够得到这永远的水。
That can crunch the deepest level of her heart.
那个能够叫她内心深处干渴得到解决的水。
This woman need to know her real thirst.
这个女人必须要能够知道她真正干渴的地方。
He has to take her to a place of her deepest need.
因为主必须要带她进入到她那个最干渴的地方。
To help her to understand the emptiness of her life.
能够帮助他了解他生命中最需要的地
方。And how she had gone the wrong way in her life.
也能够显明呢，他在生命上实际上是走错了路。
You know, a lot of time when we talk to friends about the need to receive the gospel.
很多时候你知道，我们当我们和朋友分享说需要听到福音的。
They would put up a lot of reasons as to why they do not need Jesus.
他们就会讲出很多原因，他们不需要主耶稣的原因。
This is exactly what the Lord Jesus is doing in here.
在这里正是主耶稣要这样做的原因。
You and I many a times have find ourselves in the same places as this woman.
因为很多时候呢，你我都会发现我们跟这女人处在同样的
地方。We try to feel somehow the deep hole in our life that is troubling us.
我们好像要解决那在我们内心深处在困扰我们的地方。
And somehow we want to feel good for a moment.
好像我们好像想要得到短暂的一个好的感觉。
And somehow we want to live in denial of our deepest pain.
有时候我们要活着就是为了能够否定我们内心深处的伤痛。
We put up a happy face.
我们好像脸上挂着笑容。
And yet deep in the heart there is this pain, this thirst that somehow we just want to cover it. We don't even want to see it.
然后在我们内心深处，我们有这样的伤痛，有这样的，我们好像就想要把它遮盖。
But the Lord Jesus tried to help this woman in this way in order to allow her to be healed of her womb.
但是主耶稣基督为了能够帮助的女人能够治疗她的伤痛，所以主耶稣这样做。
The Bible tells us that.God did not send His Son into this world to judge this world.
因为圣经上说，神差儿子来，不是要定这世上的罪。
But that the world might be saved through Him.
却要叫这罪能够，这世界能够借他得救。
The Lord Jesus see that there is a deep thirst in your heart.
主耶稣看到在你内心深处有这样的干渴。
And if we keep on concentrating on the physical need.
如果我们只是目光聚在这物质上面
，or our emotional need，
或者我们情感上的需要
，we will not be able to discover that there is a deeper need, which is the spiritual thirst。
那我们就不会发现事实上有一个更大的需要，就是我们灵里的干渴。
Because all of the physical need and emotional need cannot truly crunch our thirst。
因为这些物质上的和情感上的事实上并不能满足我们的干渴。
You may wonder,
你可能会这样想
,Why can't I crunch my thirst?
Why can't I? 为什么我无法能够满足我这些干渴呢
?I know what you're talking about, yes, and I know that I have not been really satisfied with my life.
我知道你所要讲的什么，好像你会觉得说，是啊，我生命中好像很多事情不能满足。
But what's the reason I could not crunch my thirst?
但是你知道究竟什么原因你无法满足你的干渴？
When I receive some new toy, I would be happy for a while, and then I am just not so happy again.
当我达到一个新的玩具的时候，我会很高兴一阵子，但是之后呢，我就不高兴了。
There doesn't seem to be anything or person or relationship that can truly satisfy my heart.
好像我的心完全没有满足，没有办法满足这些事物、这些人、这些感情。
Do you know that the reason to this answer?
你知道这个原因吗？
You know, each human being is born into this world with a God-shaped vacuum.
你知道吗？每一个生下的人，在他内心深处有一个神所制造的这个真空。
God created us and with a vacuum that only God Himself can fill.
因为神在我们里面造了一个这个真空，只有神自己能才能满足。
There is nothing in this world that can truly able to fill that void, that vacuum.
这世界上没有一个事物能够真正满足这个真空。
You know, in our hymn book, I think it's number 330, there is one stanza, and I think it describes this condition very correctly.
我想在我们圣徒诗歌里面有一首诗歌，应该是330首，它里面有一句话讲得非常的正确。
It says in there that though very great is all the world.
他那里讲说世界虽大，
though very small is our heart.
我心虽小，
and yet the great world with all its wealth can fill this small heart but in part.
但是这世界上的这么多的财富只能满足心里一点点的需要。
I think that's the truth that you will have to agree.
我想这是你必须要能够同意的一个真实。
Contrary to what the world has to say,
不像这世界上所说的。
Nothing can fill this small heart adequately.
没有一样事物能够适当的满足这个需要。
No accomplishment, no relationship, no wealth, no status that can fill this heart adequately.
没有任何成就，没有任何关系，没有任何财富能够适当的满足这个需要。
Because our heart is shaped in the shape of God.
因为我们的心是神所造成的一个光景。
This woman was thirsty in a way that she did not understand.
这个妇人她有干渴，但是她却不知道为什么干渴。
That is why the Lord Jesus said that everyone who drank from the water of this world will thirst again.
那就是为什么主耶稣说任何人喝这井里的水还要再渴。
Whoever drink the water that I will give him will never thirst.
任何人喝我所赐给他的水就永远不渴。
And this living water that I give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life.
我所赐给他的活水在他腹中要流像活水的江河直到永生。
And it is the gift of eternal life that we receive that can truly satisfy our heart.
这一个永远生命的礼物是唯一能够满足我们需要的。
Dear friends, only God's gift of eternal life will bring true meaning to your life.
亲爱的朋友们，只有神所赐的永生能够真正满足你生命的意义。
You know, the woman then said to the Lord Jesus, she said, I perceive that you are a prophet.
你知道吗？这妇人就这样对主耶稣说：“我看出你是个先知。”
What she really meant was this.
但是他所要说的事实上是这样。
Well, since you have mentioned about this living water,
因为你已经谈到这个活水
，and that that this living water can bring in eternal life.
这一个活水能够引进永生。
Where do I go to get this life?
所以我到哪里得这生命呢
？Now you Jews said that you can worship God, you can meet God in Jerusalem.
你们犹太人说你们要在耶路撒冷才能遇见神，才能敬拜神。
And our people said that we can worship God, we can find God in this mountain.
那我们的人却说在这山上我们可以找到神。
Where do I go?
所以我要去哪里呢？
How can I find God?
我要到哪里去找神呢？
In other words, this woman think that the Lord Jesus is suggesting to her that religion is the answer to her thirst.
所以这个妇人她以为说主耶稣告诉她说宗教可以救她。
And indeed, many people today, they think that religion is the answer.
事实上有很多人在今天也感觉说宗教是个答案。
They think that religion can bring them peace and rest in their mind.
他们想说宗教可以带给他们内心的平安。
She said that their fathers, worship God in this mountain.
那女人说，我们的祖先在这山上敬拜神。
And then you guys said that it's in Jerusalem.
那你们说却要在耶路撒冷。
She seems to be suggesting that maybe that's all you need to do to find God in this mountain.
所以她好像是说，事实上只要在这山上就可以找到神。
But then again, she's wrong.
但是她再一次的是错的。
Because, first of all, her religion cannot solve her problem.
因为首先呢，她的宗教无法解决她的问题。
She will still be thirsty if she tried to find God in her mountain.
如果她仍然在她的山上要寻找神，她仍然会感到干渴。
The reason is because she has gone to the wrong place to look for God.
那原因就是因为她到这个错误的地方来寻找神。
And the Lord Jesus said, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in Jerusalem nor in this place shall you worship the Father.
主耶稣对他说，时候将到，如今就是了。人既不在山上，也不在耶路撒冷拜父。
And the true worshipper, those who truly come with a sincere heart to seek the living God, shall worship the Father in spirit.And in truth.
那些真诚来寻找神来敬拜神的人要在心灵和诚实中敬拜他。
In another word, the Lord Jesus is telling the woman that God is too big to just live in this mountain.
换句话说主耶稣是告诉这个妇人说神是这么伟大他不是只是住在这山上而已。
He does not dwell in temples made by human hand.
他并不住人手所造的殿。
And as such, you cannot find God in Buddhism.
所以呢，你在佛教里面找不到神。
You cannot find God in Roman Catholic.
你在天主教里面找不到神。
I can even say this, you cannot find God in Protestant church.
我甚至可以这样说，在基督教里面你也找不到神。
My mother-in-law, immigrated to Canada years ago.
我的岳母在数年前呢移民到加拿大。
She was a sincere Buddha worshipper.
她实在是一个很诚心礼佛的人。
And then she brought with her many idols that she worshipped back home.
但是呢她却是从那里带出她那些偶像来到这里。
But the question is, how could an almighty God be made by human being into an earthen vessel.
但是我们的问题是说一个这么伟大的神他怎么可能说变成我们人手所造的偶像呢
How can civilized people today become so blind and ignorant to believe that God dwells in handmade toys?
今天的文明的人怎么可能相信说神可以住在人手所造这样的一个偶像里面
You know, these idols, they have eyes that they cannot see.
我们知道吗？这些偶像他们有眼却不能见。
They have mouth that they cannot speak.
他们有口却不能说。
These man-made idols are no God at all.
这些人造的偶像绝不是神。
And by the way, God does not live in a big church building either.
我们顺带一提的就是，神也不住在这一个大的建筑物里面。
Because the Bible tells us that heaven is the throne of God, and the earth is only a footstool for his feet.
因为圣经告诉我们说，天是神的宝座，神的座位，地是他的脚凳。
So where can you find God?
所以你到哪里去寻找神呢？
Jesus told the woman, God is the spirit. Those who worship God must worship in spirit and in truth.
主耶稣告诉那位妇人说神是灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他
My friends, if you are a true seeker of God
我的朋友如果你是真实寻找神的人
You need to seek God with sincerity from your heart
你必须要用你内心的诚实来寻找他。
Because God today dwells in a human heart.
因为神今天可以住在人的心里面。
And here is what true worship is.
这也是真实的敬拜。
In another word, true worship is done in a human heart.
换句话说，真实的敬拜是从人心里面发出的。
It is what we call worshiping God from the heart.
也就是我们用心灵来敬拜神。
It must be true and it must be honest.
必须是真实的，必须是真实的。
And it is not a put on by yourself.
并不是装出来的。
It is not something that you say with your mouth and then your mind is on somewhere else.
并不是说你用口所说一些，但是你的心却在其他地方。
Worship God meaning that you from the bottom of your heart you submit to Him.
敬拜神就是说从你内心的深处你顺服他。
The Bible tells us that we are made in the image of God.
因为圣经告诉我们说我们是照神的形象。
And our body is the temple of God.
我们的身体是神的殿。
This is where the Holy Spirit of God dwells.
这是神的圣灵所居住的地方。
And we need to know that.
我们必须要认识这一点。
So that we will not go to the wrong place to seek God.
好叫我们不是去错误的地方来寻找神。
The living water that the Lord Jesus offer.
主耶稣所提供这个活水。
What is the nature of this living water?
这活水的性质是什么呢？
First of all, the Lord Jesus said that those who drink from this living water shall never thirst again.
首先主耶稣告诉我们说喝活水的人就永远不渴。
It is like a well of water springing up to eternal life.
那好像是活水的江河要直涌到永生。
Because this living water is actually called the water of life.
因为这个活水事实上称作生命的水。
While the water from this world would lead to thirstiness and emptiness.
虽然这世上的水事实上带领我们更多的干渴和更多的空虚。
The living water that the Lord Jesus will give us true life and more abundant life.
但是主耶稣基督要给我们的活水呢，会带进我们生命和更多的生命。
And those who receive this living water is not just a drop in the bucket.
是领受这活水人不是只领受到一小滴。
But it is a well of water from within springing up to eternal life.
但事实上在我们腹中有这活水的江河要直涌到永生。
We thank God for this great gift that He provides for us.
我们感谢神赐给我们这样一个大的礼物。
This living water, this gift of eternal life.
这一个活水，这一个永远生命的礼物。
The second nature of it is that it is without cost. It is free for the asking.
它第二个特性呢，就是它是白白的。
Because the Bible tells us that we can come.To the Lord Jesus and ask Him to give us this living water without cost.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，我们可以来到主耶稣面前，求他把这活水白白的给我们。
You may wonder how come this living water, if it is so good, is free for the asking.
所以你可能会想说，这活水若是这么好，怎么可能是免费的呢？
You have to work hard in order to put bread on the table.
你必须要能够很努力工作才能够有饭吃。
And you need to work harder if you want to live in a big house.
那你想要住大房子的话，你要更努力的工作。
You need to spend even more time and energy if you want to buy a fancy car.
你要想要买一个非常好的车，你甚至要更多的努力工作。
But the Lord Jesus is saying in here that this living water is free for the asking.
但是主耶稣基督在这里说，这活水是白白的给那想要的人。
You don't need to pay a dime.
你什么钱都不用付。
How come?
为什么呢？
We know that there is no free lunch.
我们知道天下没有白吃的午餐。
Because Jesus has paid the price for you and me.
因为主耶稣基督为你我付上了这个代价。
In order for us to enjoy this gift of living water, this gift of eternal life, the Lord Jesus has paid the price.
为了叫我们能够享受这永生，这永远的生命，主耶稣基督他付了代价。
What did the Lord Jesus pay for?
主耶稣基督付了什么呢？
He paid for this for us with his very life.
他用他自己的生命付了这个价。
It cost this living water, in another words, it cost his life.
换句话说，为这个活水呢，是他付上的生命的代价。
Why did the Lord Jesus have to pay such a costly price?
为什么主耶稣基督要付出这极大的代价呢？
Because the Bible tells us that we are all sinners in the eyes of God.
因为圣经告诉我们说，在神的眼中，我们都是罪人。
Now you may reject the idea that you are a sinner before God.
你也许并不这么认为，说在神面前你是个罪人。
But the Bible tells us that we are all sin, we are all sinner before God.
但是圣经却告诉我们说，在神面前我们都是罪人。
From Obama to the poorest person, we are all sinner before God.
从奥巴马到这最穷的人，我们都是罪人。
We have come short of the glory of God.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
You know, just a little lie.Will make us eligible for hell.
你知道吗？就算撒一点小谎，都是叫我们成为罪人。
I didn't make it up. This is God's word.
我并没有随便这样讲，这是神的话。
Have you ever lied in your life?
在你的生命里面，你是否曾经
说过谎？ Anyone who has not lied in his life, raise your hand.
如果你生命中从来没有撒过谎的话，请举手。
If you did, you just lied.
如果你举的手，你刚刚撒了谎。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
Whatever a man sow, he will also reap.
人所种的是什么，收的也是什么。
All mankind is born into a life that is corrupted and sinful in nature.
人所出生的都活在腐败和光景里面。
And we reap death as a result.
而死亡就是我们所收的收获。
Because of our sin, we are like sheep that has gone astray.
因为我们的罪，我们好像羊走迷的路。
And we have lost our way, and everyone gone his own way.
我们好像都完全迷了路，每人偏行己路。
We have lost the true direction to life.
我们失去了生命那对的方向。
No wonder we always feel so inadequate and unfulfilling in our life.
难怪我们在生命中总是觉得那么不能满足，不能没有需要没有办法。
But God loved the peoples of the world.
但是神爱这世上的人。
He sent His own Son, the Lord Jesus, to this world to bear our sins and iniquity.
他差遣他的儿子主耶稣基督来为我们承担这些罪。
To suffer the consequence of our sin by dying on the cross for you and me.
他在十字架上是为你我死，是承担了我们的罪的工价。
And he shed his precious blood as he died on that cross.
当他在十字架上受死的时候，他是流出了宝血。
We don't have the time, but that death on the cross is a long and agonizing death.
我们现在没有时间去描述，但是在十字架上的死是非常长久和残酷的。
And yet, on the third day,The Heavenly Father raised His own Son from the dead.
然后在第三日，天父叫他的儿子从死里复活。
Signifying the fact that God accepted Jesus' death as the payment for our sin penalty.
也就说明说，神接受他儿子所付的代价为我们的罪。
And because of His precious blood that was shed for you and me.
也因着他为你我所流的宝血。
Those who believe in him and confess their sin will receive the gift of eternal life.
所有相信他的、承认罪、犯罪的，都可以接受这永远的生命。
And he will come in to dwell in your heart.
他就会来到你的心里，住在里面。
And when he comes in to dwell in your heart, it is like the living water flowing from within.
当他来住在你的心里的时候，就好像活水涌流到永生。
How do you receive this eternal life?
你如何接受这永生呢？
No, it is not in Jerusalem.
不，这不是在耶路撒冷。
It is not on the mountain that the woman said.
也不在那妇人所说的山上。
And it is not in church building either.
也不是在这个教会的建筑里面。
It is in the heart.
而是在你的心里面。
Because your heart is made by God with a vacuum that only God can fill.
因为在你的心里是神所造的，有一个真空，只有神能够满足。
Two days ago, Friday night, we had a brother visiting our church.
在两天以前，在星期五，有一位弟兄来到我们的教会来探访。
His name is called Dixon Yip.
他是叶弟兄。
I don't know if you, maybe most of you, may not know him.
也许很多人并不认识他。
But he was a very well-known TV talk show host back in Hong Kong during the 80s.
但是他在80年代在香港一个非常有名的脱口秀的主持人。
He was a very famous TV celebrity, you can call it.
他可以说是电视上一个非常有名的人。
He got married when he was quite young, with no adequate financial support.
他很年轻的时候结婚，那时候他的经济状况并不好。
He and his wife, they lived in a small room, about 100 square feet.
他和他的妻子呢，是住在一个非常小的房间，差不多只有100平方尺。
And to make things worse, they quickly have their child.
但是更糟的是，他们很快的有一个孩子。
So the three of them, they have to live in this tiny room.
所以这三位呢，必须要住在这很小的房间里面。
And because his teaching job, he was a teacher, because his teaching job did not pay him enough.
他是一个老师，但是他呢，做老师所得的收入无法满足他们的需要。
He really wanted to get out of this financial hardship.
他实在想要很快脱离这经济上的困
境。Because he thought to himself, if he has more money, then it will solve his problem.
因为他自己这样想，他若有更多的钱，这问题就解决了。
And money would be something that he thirsts for all day long.
那这个钱呢，就是他很渴慕的东西。
As a result, he took on three jobs.
那事实上呢，他就为了这个呢，做了三件差事。
Three jobs.
三份工作。
The first two jobs he worked daytime as teachers.
那第一份工作就是在白天，他是做老师。
The first two.
有两个工作呢，是他白天做老师。
And then, there is a job he worked as a radio reporter from seven at night to seven in the morning.
那最后一个工作呢，就是他在电台上做报道，是从晚上七点做到早上七点。
His goal was to find a way to get out of his financial mass.
因为他的目标就是要很快的脱离这经济上的困境。
One day he was called for an interview by TVB.
他有一天呢，在一个香港电台呢找他去面谈。
To become a talk show host.
成为一个脱口秀的主持人。
And then, after the interview, they decide that they want to hire him. He looks very handsome.
他长得非常的英俊。那在面谈之后呢，他们决定录用他。
When he was up in our church sharing, I look at him, he was really handsome.
当他在我们聚会来分享的时候，我看着他，是的，他长得很俊美。
And they decide to hire him.
那电台就决定录用他。
When it comes to the remuneration, his heart was pumping. He didn't know how much money he was going to make.
当然他们讲到谈到薪水的事情，他的心里就很跳动，起伏很大，因为他不知道会赚多少钱。
And the guy punched a few numbers on the calculator and showed it to him.
所以那个人呢，就把他所有的薪水放到计算机上，然后显给他看。
And he discovered that they are offering him three times of the total salary of all his three jobs.
那发现他们所给他的薪水是三倍于他现在所工作三份工作的总和。
He was so thrilled with this offer.
他实在非常的惊讶。
He considered this as the best thing that can ever happen to his life.
他想说，这是在他生命中能够碰到最好的事情。
But his wife was a godly woman.
但是他的妻子却是敬虔爱神的。
She asked him, "Did you pray for this?"
他就问他先生说，你这件事情有祷告吗？
He said, "Are you kidding me? This is a God-sent job."
他说，你在开玩笑吗？我觉得这是神给我们的工作。
This is just too good to be true.
这实在是太好了，几乎不真实。
From this point forward, we can live in a big house very comfortably and very happy.
从现在开始，我们可以很舒适的、很高兴的住在大房子里了。
And the truth of the matter is indeed, he became wealthy.
那事实上是的，他变得非常有钱。
He lives in a big house with a nice car.
他住了一个大房子里面，也开很好的车。
But the problem is he found that he was not happy after he became a TV talk show host.
但是他发现说，在他成为电视上的脱口秀主持人的时候，他并不是那么快乐。
He had constant fight with his wife and his kid.
他经常的和他妻子和他孩子吵架。
There was this one time after the fight, he got so discouraged and upset that he went and stayed in the basement in his car.
那有一次呢，他吵完架之后，他实在非常的沮丧，所以他就跑到他的地下室的车子里面去住。
He began wondering what happened to him.
他那时候在想说，究竟发生了什么事了
？How come the relationship in the family is so rocky？
为什么在家庭家人中的关系变成如此的有问题
？When they were poor，
当他们穷贫穷的时候
，living in that tiny room，
他们住在那极小的地方
，they had a very harmonious family relationship。
他们家人的关系却是非常的和谐。
Now that he obtained wealth。
那现在呢？他虽然有钱了
，the situation become so difficult. It become impossible at home.
这情况就变得非常的糟，甚至是不可能了。
What he didn't know was that ever since he become a TV celebrity,
他所知道就是当他成为电视上有名的人之后
，and he became so demanding of his wife and his kid.
那他事实上对他的妻子和他的孩子的要求更多了
，and giving them undue pressure，
给了他们极大的压力。
Now as a TV talk show host，
作为一个电视上的脱口秀的主持人
，he was constantly under pressure，
他自己也是经常承受压力。
And at the prime of his career，
在他事业的顶峰的时候
，the doctor told him that he has developed cancer in the stomach.
那他的医生告诉他说，他胃里面长了肿瘤。
And later on, it spread to the lymph node.
那也已经在扩散到这些淋巴。
And the doctor pronounced that, sorry, no hope for you.
医生就告诉他说，对不起，你没有希望了。
If it did not spread.Maybe there is a problem. There's a hope, but now that it's spread, no, there's no hope.
那如果肿瘤没有扩散的话，你也许还有希望。但是肿瘤现在扩散了，所以你没有希望了。
His world shattered as a result of this news.
他一听到这个消息的时候，他整个世界就破灭了。
His friend has an empty house on the top of a mountain.
他的朋友在山上有一个空的房间。
And he went there to.All by himself to just think through what happened to his life.
所以他就到那里去，他自己住在那边，他就在思想他的生命究竟发生什么事了。
He was in total despair because he knew that he doesn't have much time to live.
因为他知道他自己在世上的生活生命不久了，所以他是完全绝望。
At that time, he was I think probably in his mid 30.
在那时候，我想他也不过是三十多岁。
He brought his Bible with him.
他带着圣经，他自己的圣经上去。
He started crying before the Lord, pouring out his grief to the Lord.
他开始在主面前哭泣，把他的忧伤告诉主。
It was at this moment that the Lord God revealed to him how transcendent our human life is on earth.
就在这时候呢，主耶稣向他启示说，人生在世实在是非常短暂。
In a very, very short while, all his possession, his fame and his fortune.Become history.
在非常短暂时间，他的财物，他的一切就都过去了。
The water of this world indeed cannot satisfy his thirst.
是的，这世上的水无法满足他的干渴。
He then turned to Psalm 139.
那他就翻到诗篇139。
He felt that it was God who was speaking to him through that song.
他觉得神是借着那诗篇来向他说话。
And in that psalm, God told him that I knew you before you were even born.
在那诗篇里面，神告诉他说，在你没有生下之前，我就认识了你。
And then in verse 5, God said that he enclosed him from behind and before.
在第五节说，你神在他前后环绕他。
And then God laid hand upon him.
神按手在他身上。
At that very moment, he felt the love of God embracing him.
在那个时候，他就感觉到神的爱是围绕着他。
He realized that the presence of God flooded his whole body.
他感觉到神的爱实在是充满他的全身。
He felt that somehow, even though the cancer has already spread to the lymph node, that somehow the Lord was slowly healing him.
他虽然知道，他知道说那肿瘤都已经扩散了，但是他觉得神开始要开始慢慢开始医治他。
At that particular moment,
就在那个时候
，He made a pledge to the Lord.
他向主做了这个保证。
He said, "If you give me 10 years to live,"
他说，你若再给我十年的光阴
，I will become a voice for you, telling the world of this living water.
我要做你的声音，要告诉这世上这个活水。
All the water from this world which he has tasted it could not quench his thirst.
在这世上他所尝过的一切的水无法满足他的干渴。
But the living water that the Lord Jesus provided to him really satisfied.
但是主耶稣所给他的活水能够真实的满足他。
After he came back from the mountain, he quit his TV job.
所以他从山上下来之后他就辞去了电视上的工作。
He began sharing the good news to anyone and everyone that he come across with.
那之后他就开始凡是他所遇到的他就把这好消息告诉他们。
Now the time when he made that pledge to the Lord, it was 1987.
在他向主做这样保证的时候，那一年是1987年。
10 years of life that he requested, he was supposed to finish by 1997.
他向主要十年的光阴，所以在1997年他应该结束。
But 2 days ago, he was in our church sharing this good news.
但在两天前呢，他在我们的聚会呢，分享这个好消息。
The Lord was gracious to him.
主向他蛮有恩典。
He said that he did not deserve that.
他说他不配这些。
But the Lord was gracious.
但是主蛮有恩典。
The Lord knew that he had no way out.
主知道他没有出路。
And that is why, as he come before the Lord, as he opened his heart, the Lord would pour down this living water on him.
那就正是他来到主面前，向主打开心肠，当主把活水浇灌在他身上的时候。
Dear friend, you know that today the Lord is making the same offer to you.
亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？主耶稣基督今天也向你有这样的提供。
He will give you the living water.
他要给你这活水。
He will want to give you the gift of eternal life.
他要把这永生当作礼物赐给你。
Would you like to receive this living water from the Lord?
你愿意从主耶稣基督领受这活水吗？
This gift is all paid for by the Lord Jesus' very life.
这个礼物是主耶稣基督他自己所付出的代
价。It does not cost you a dime.
他不费你一分钱。
The only thing that you need to do is to respond to him with a believing heart.
你所对这需要的回应就是有着相信的心。
If there is anyone today who would like to receive this gift of eternal life,
如果今天你们有哪一位愿意领受这永远的生命，
I would like to pray for you.
我愿意为你祷告。
Would you like to raise your hand and indicate that yes, you want to receive this gift of life.
你愿意举手来表示说是的，我愿意接受这个永生的礼物。
Anyone who want to receive this gift of eternal life, raise your hand, please.
有没有任何人要领受这永生的，请你举下手。
And we will pray for you.
啊，我们会为你祷告。
It is a wonderful thing, a wonderful decision that you could make.
这是你能够所做一个美好的决定。
Let us all bow before the Lord and close our eyes.
让我们一起闭上眼睛，低下头，在主面前。
Now I want to ask one more time.
好，我要再问一次。
If there is anyone who want to receive this gift of eternal life,
若有任何一位愿意接受这永生
，this living water,
这个活水
，I encourage you to raise your hand and then we will pray for you.
我鼓励你能够举手，然后会为你们祷告。
Anyone?In this room.
在这里有任何一位吗？
Thank you.
Yeah,
put down your hand.
谢谢，请你手可以放下。
Anyone else?
有任何其他的人吗？
Anyone else?
有任何其他的人吗？
The Lord is very gracious.
主是蛮有恩典。
It is something that we do not deserve.
这不是我们所配得的。
But he loves us.
但是他爱我们。
One last time. Anyone else?
最后一次，再问一次。
Anyone else? Thank you.
谢谢。
Put down your hand. Anyone else?
有任何人吗？
Thank you. You can put down your hand.
请放下。
One last call. Anyone else? If the Holy Spirit is touching your heart,
最后一次呼召，若是圣灵在摸着你的心，
do not resist that touch.
不要拒绝圣灵的感动。
Just simply come to him, raise your hand and say, "Yes, Jesus, I want to have this gift of eternal life."
只要很单纯的来到主面前，告诉主说：“是的，我愿意领受这个礼物。”
Anyone else? One last time.
最后一次，有任何人吗？
That is powerful word of prayer.
好，我们一起低头一点祷告。主啊，我们满心的感谢你，真是看见主啊，你向着我们的心意是何等的。有恩典，有怜悯，主啊，我们谢谢你今天早晨，借着真是你那美好的福音，来拯救失丧的灵魂。主啊，我们感谢你为这些新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹们，我们献上我们的感谢。主啊，也为着我们自己这已经蒙恩的主内的主啊，我们谢谢你再次向我们说这活水的信息。主啊，我们感谢你，因为你住在我们里面，好叫我们行事就有了力量，也知道我们活在这世上，我们有了指望。主啊，也知道我们如何在这世上生活，能够荣耀你的圣名。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们虽然不配，主啊，但是我们知道你是爱我们的神，主啊，所以愿你的爱在我们身上继续的发动，主啊，愿你的福音继续的广传。
Amen.
谢谢主早晨与我们丰盛的同在，我们祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. 阿们。